Grace, your peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from the Matthew account, our gospel reading this morning, Matthew 3. Some of the words of John the Baptist. But when he, John, saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance." This is our text. A few weeks back, my wife and I had all of the windows in our house replaced. It was just a single day's work for four of the installers, but it was an entire day's work for them. And they did, thank God, all of the work. And they took out the old windows and disposed of the old windows and installed new windows and caulked windows and cleaned the windows and cleaned the entire workspace, both inside and out, and of course repaired little places where the framing had broke during the demolition process. They did it all. Thank goodness. I could not have helped them one bit. But I did do something. In order for them to do their work, I first had to do some work also to make our house ready for them to come. I needed to clear a 2-foot space in front of each window, both on the inside and on the outside, so that they had room to work. I also had to take down all the curtains and the curtain rods and the blinds and the hardware so that their workspace would be laid completely bare. So, while I had nothing to do with taking out the old windows and putting in the new windows, I did prepare the way for them to come and to do their work. So it is with our salvation. You and I have absolutely nothing to do with the attaining of our salvation. It is entirely, from start to finish, the work and the mission of Jesus. He kept the law perfectly in our stead. He bore our sin and paid for our sin and forgave us of our sin through his suffering and his death on the cross. He conquered the grave through his resurrection from the dead on the third day, so that one day we too would have a victory over our grave also. Our salvation is completely, from start to finish, the work and the gift of Jesus. But that work and that gift can only be received by a heart which has been prepared to receive that gift. And thus, in our text this morning from Matthew 3, John the Baptist was sent ahead of Jesus to help the folks prepare their hearts for Jesus. He was sent ahead so that they would be ready to receive what Jesus was coming to give. And the way that John helped the people clear the way that he helped them to lay bare their hearts before God, was by preaching a message of repentance. And the same thing is true for us today also. You see, there's no room in our hearts for Jesus if our hearts are so full of a pride that tells us that we really don't need Jesus. The starting point of faith is a heart that has been laid bare, which confesses, "Lord, have mercy on me, a poor, sinful being." For you see, there simply is no way for God to get rid of our old heart and to create a new heart and new spirit within us until through repentance the way has been cleared for God's Spirit to do His work. And there's no way for that new heart and spirit to reflect Christ in our daily living unless that heart learns to confess its sins and then to turn away from that sin also. And so, while it is true that you and I have and had absolutely nothing to do with the attaining of our salvation, we are called to live a life of repentance so that we do not abandon that gift that has been given to us. All of which is really important for us to be reminded of, especially this time of year, in this season of Advent as we look forward to Christmas. Because somehow, over the years, we've lost sight of why we celebrate Christmas and how we are to prepare for Christmas. If you ask most anyone, "Hey, how you doing? Are you ready for Christmas?" You'll probably get some response like this: "Well, not quite. I still have a number of presents to buy." Or, "Not really. I haven't even put up a tree yet." Or maybe, "Well, I'm almost ready. I got my baking done yesterday and wrote all my Christmas cards." And things of that effect. For most everyone, the idea of being ready for Christmas has to do with purchased and wrapped presents. Decorated trees and cookies and houses. Sent cards and prepared meals. For most folks, it rarely, if ever, has to do with the preparation of one's heart. But it has everything to do with the preparation of one's home. But here's the deal, folks. Having a perfectly trimmed tree and a beautifully decorated home won't matter on the day of Christ's return. If we spend all of our time this holiday season preparing to celebrate Christmas rather than preparing to meet Jesus, then we've missed the point of Christmas. You see, the whole point of celebrating Christmas is to remind us that Jesus once came to redeem us, and that means that He's coming back again take us to live with Him in heaven. And thus, while decorating our home is a fun way to prepare us to celebrate the holiday season, to celebrate Christ's first coming, it does nothing to prepare our heart to celebrate the holy day of Christ's second coming. Only repentance can do that. And thus, this season of Advent, and Christmas too, is a time for us to be renewed in our walk of repentance. It's a time for us to come before God and to confess our sins. It's a time for us to turn away from our sins, that we might then be ready to receive and fully embrace the forgiveness and the life which Jesus came to this earth to win for us through His death and through His resurrection. It's not a time for us to become complacent or to be distracted, to think that we're ready for Christ's return because once a long time ago I was baptized. As faith without works is dead, so James tells us, so faith without repentance is dead also. And thus, if we really want to get ready for Christmas, and we want to be ready for Christ, We need to heed the words of John the Baptist. We need to spend a little bit more time preparing our hearts and not just our homes. And we do that by living out a life of repentance. For we cannot be ready to receive Jesus. We cannot be ready to receive the gifts that He is coming back to give to us if our hearts and our lives are still so full of unconfessed sin. May we thus produce fruit in keeping with repentance, that we might truly be ready for Christmas. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.